Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show, we're going to talk about leadership. And as you know, there's many different types of leaders. You can look at our Congress or our Senate and you can see how different people lead and what their judgments are and where they come from. And when you look at the last presidential election, and the different opinions and the way they came across and the way things they said about each other, it's all about building good leadership skills. Now, what makes a good leader? There's many things that can make a good leader. Some people are born as good leaders, and some people can be taught to be good leadership. And even managing a company, you have to learn to become a good leader. And there's different ways of thinking about leadership. And think about it this way. If you look at the seagulls, what do? They fly in formation. And the lead seagull always takes the draft off of the others. And it's a way for them to build good team building. Being a good leader is necessary in any group or enterprise. Groups may have a single leader who is capable of performing several leadership roles, or multiple leaders may appear who each handles different leadership functions. Some group members may choose not to lead, but are interested in selecting good leaders based on their own feelings and perceptions about leadership. However, not all leaders have formal authority, and some are found to in humble positions. What all leaders have in common is that others recognize the value of their contributions and choose to follow them. Okay, and if you think about it, what makes a good leader is someone is describing a person as a leader, you can focus on yourself or someone else. Now, when you think about leadership, what you're thinking about is someone that knows when to pass off information to someone else or when they understand how to take and turn to other people for leadership roles. There's many ways that you can have a good leader. What I want to do is go through and describe some different behavior patterns that people have when they are good leaders. Now, if you think about it, what you want to do is think about different characteristics that a good leader would have. And some leaders can focus on character, some focus on analysis, some focus on accomplishment, and some focus on integration. When you're looking at a leader who has good character, what you're looking at is someone who you can trust, or they're a leader that is committed to actions based on values and beliefs. Leaders who respond to conscience earn trust by taking positions, making those positions known, and sticking to them in word and deed. To lead such a leader's values must reflect those of followers. The responsible leader recognizes whether personal goals and followers' goals are naturally supportive and is willing to set aside personal goals to meet follower expectations. In the view of several observers, this type of leader must respond with both head and heart. He or she must be wise as well as smart. In the words of one writer, A he or she must be wise as well as smart. In the words of one writer, a developed heart implies integrity, a spiritual center, a sense of self not motivated by greed or fear, but by love of life, adventure, and camaraderie. Organizations led by someone committed to character are more likely to stay focused on mission that brought members together and remain mindful of the values they share. Their convictions will endure when they have a leader talking and living with them day by day. Some of the ways such leaders express their response to conscience are to maintain optimism in the face of challenges and disappointments, communicate honestly, and model shared values, and strive to learn and grow from experience. Now, a leader who focuses on analysis is a primary focus, you have identified a leader as someone with creative ideas, a well-defined vision, reliable intuition, better judgment than most people, and or courage to face challenges. This person leads through his or her group of the issues, ability to see ahead, and confidence to move forward. Leaders who are analytic are usually not dreamers, for then they avoid not be able to win the following needed to make things happen. Or if they do dream, they are also capable of translating dreams into reality. One can describe them as people with their eyes toward the horizon, anticipating things yet unseen, and their feet on the ground, aware of current reality. Leaders who effectively respond to ideas can help the organization survive in a complex world by anticipating what will happen next and preparing to deal with it. Some of the ways such leaders express their response to ideas are to make sense out of complex information and uncertainty, accurately evaluate risks and opportunities, and display the necessary confidence and fortitude to lead others into new territory. Such leaders are able to compose themselves in the midst of stress and provide assurance that a situation is not so frightened by others might imagine. Someone who focuses on accomplishment is as a primary focus. You have identified as a leader as someone who gets things done. This person persists in solving problems by overcoming obstacles, solving conflicts, refusing to accept excuses, and following through to completion. A can-do leader is effective by getting people to work together, persuading, negotiating, or refocusing to compromise depending on what approach is most likely to achieve his or her goals. Some of the most visible leaders are those who accomplish tangible results. They are true leaders. They win the support of others when they know how to marshal both human and material resources to reach important goals. Many of them realize they can each win support by ensuring others succeed under their leadership. They may also prove effective by taking control of a situation needing attention. To mobilize action, accomplishment-oriented leaders raise expectations of a successful outcome for the organization and its members by demonstrating a willingness to attack tough problems and by actually accomplishing a shared purpose. Some of the ways such leaders express their response to problems are to produce real improvements, to group performance, remove barriers to success, and bring people together in common purpose towards the right objective. Now, someone who is a leader who focuses on interaction, if as a primary focus, you are looking to have a leader respond to people. These leaders can bring people together and motivate them to act. He or she picks up cues from those who follow and closely monitors how they feel. The person seeks to understand the wants and needs of others in determining what must be done. One may see genuine affection expressed between leader and followers. One writer describes the leader as having a gift for understanding the hidden element in the souls of the audiences and getting expression to the unexpected. Another sees it as an effective leader can help people grow taller than they would otherwise be by believing in them and encouraging them to be their best selves, to realize action on the part of the followers. Interactive leaders clarify what followers want and ignite their commitment to a plan of action. An organization led by someone who responds to people is capable of adapting, surviving, and growing with the help of dedicated and energized contributors. Some of the ways such leaders express their response to people are to contribute, to collaborate with them, offer followers a new or renewed sense of vision and purpose, and represent the best interests of those they lead. As you can see, it is very important to understand how different people respond in different situations. Because when you are dealing with becoming a leader, you have to help others to achieve their goals in life. And are you someone who can do that, or do you have an idea of ways that you can do that? Now, what I want to do is discuss some things that someone who has their focus on accomplishment and the ways that they would lead someone and help them to reach their goals. When leaders focus on accomplishment, they are helping followers obtain measurable results. These leaders take charge and make things happen, but that means that they vary by dimension, and in performance, they are high in emphasis, and these leaders make significant improvements, meet real needs, and create systems that can survive without them. These leaders concentrate on effectiveness and bringing competence where it is needed. They will change the system if necessary to succeed. And they have low emphasis on the respondent may see leadership associated more with the personal traits of the leader, such as inspiration, charisma, confidence. Producing results may be viewed as something managers do, or the expectation of a leader is that the situation is something where people will look at the different areas that they need to think of. And now in boldness, they're high on emphasis, and leaders take whatever action is necessary to solve problems. They need a challenge head on, choose their playing field, and know when not to compromise. They take a stand for positions they and their followers choose and refuse to let events force their hand. Theirs is a position of firm and unyielding power. They have low emphasis on enabling others to accomplish goals rather than focusing on the power of the leader to accomplish something. Leadership is viewed more as an act of inspiration than personal accomplishment. In team building, they have a high emphasis on leaders accomplish results through others by organizing them into a team. They focus on helping people work together toward a common goal, often by reconciling conflicting interests and helping to heal the divisions between people. They have a lower emphasis on less dependency on others, may be indicated when team building is low, or the respondent may be more interested in being one of the gang than taking charge of the group. Leadership, in the case of associated perhaps more with ideas than with interpersonal relationships. When you think of leaders, it's always important to remember that you have to look at their styles, because when you are looking at someone's styles, then what you're trying to do is understand where they're coming from and how important that is to you as a leader and or as a follower in a company. Because if you have someone who's a good leader, then it's going to help you improve your skills, and it also is going to help the company reach their goals. Now, when someone as a leader focuses on interaction, they are in collaborating, they have a high emphasis on to accomplish little by themselves. They share rewards as well as responsibility and can convey confidence in those who join their cause. The leaders seek broad participation and support the initiative and success of others. And why that is important is because when you are forming a company, sometimes you need the input of someone else. And if it's a good leader, they're going to recognize that. And they're going to say, okay, I need to bring someone else in, because just focusing in on my ideas may not be the best way to do it. And someone who is inspiring, that is, has a high emphasis on leaders motivate others to act. They energize people, unite them, make them feel strong, and encourage them to believe their wants and needs can be met. They do this by understanding what it is that people want and by giving words to their hopes and dreams. And in serving others, their high emphasis is that leaders take the cues from those they choose to lead. Their motive is to serve the interests of others and to provide what others can't get on their own. They display generous warmth and compassion and seek a position of leadership to represent others. And why that is important to understand is when you have a president who is trying to come up with ways to improve our economy or to improve the society to help everyone, then you're going to look for someone with those types of skills and those types of leadership. If you want someone to deal with other areas, then you look for different leadership styles. That's why it's important to understand what the different styles are. And when someone focuses on integration and they do collaborating, they are high emphasis on that these leaders see they can accomplish little by themselves. They share rewards as well as responsibility and convey confidence to those who join their cause. These leaders seek broad participation and support initiatives, success to others. Now, when someone focuses on analysis as a leader, their high emphasis is that these leaders convey confidence, accept challenges, and trust themselves to succeed. They have the courage of their convictions in the face of discouragement and take stress in stride. These leaders demand much of themselves and persist through difficult times because fortitude is related to the focus of analysis. It represents confidence based on reasoning and intuition, as well as personal strength. In perceiving, these people have a high emphasis on that they can see beyond the present details to the bigger picture and to function future possibilities. Their imaginations are not limited by tradition or current models. They have sure things from different viewpoints, use intuition and creativity, and see the end result before an undertaking is begun. They solve problems intellectually. And why it's important to understand these different behavior patterns is because you want someone who's going to look at things and take it and understand where you're coming from and how to integrate these things to help different people in different areas. It's also very important to think about what you would do in looking for people as a leader to work with you, because you want someone that, if you're a leader that wants that sees accomplishment, then you need other people that are going to look at you and follow you and do the things that we need done to help you reach the goals that you need to reach with your business. Now, some other things you need to think about is not just that, but what about focus on character? These people show enthusiasm on the dimension describes leaders who are enthusiastic and generally optimistic. They are personally involved and pursue their goals passionately. They love life and respond to people and issues with their hearts as well as their minds. These leaders can be expected to achieve personal fulfillment through leadership. And in integrity, the dimension describes leaders who take their cues from their own values and beliefs while setting aside interests and necessary. They do what they say they are incompatible in a leadership role. They dedicate themselves to being honest with themselves and others and accept responsibility for their actions. As self-renewal, their high emphasis is for whom this dimension is important. Try to know themselves and identify what they should learn and change. They admit when they don't have the answers. They actively seek them. As such, they are flexible, adapt to changing circumstances, and to self-imposed limitations. When you are working with someone and everyone has a common goal, it is very important to understand the different behavior patterns because different people lead differently. And sometimes if you don't understand someone's leadership pattern, then that can create conflict. And what we're trying to do is help you avoid conflict and determine whether the person that you're working with is the type of behavior pattern that you really want to follow. If they aren't, then maybe then what that's going to do is create conflict for you down the road. So what are some things that you can do that can also help you to deal with some of these behavior patterns? And also remember, what you also want to do is think of what makes a good leader and how you can help that person accomplish their goals. Now, let's talk about some other things here as we come into the final minutes of the show. Some are naturally born leaders, and some people have to learn to become good leaders. When you learn, understand where you fall on the dimension as a leader on the grid, what you like to have is a leader who can make split-second decisions and someone who has to think about it first. Would you want someone who is a proven leader to follow during a wartime? And that's why we need to think about these things, because many a times what's happening is you're having someone that is a leader that has to make split-second decisions. So you need to understand how they lead. You also need to understand what their natural behavior pattern is, because different people with different behavior patterns have different ways of leading. And it's a matter of, are you going to follow that individual, or do you want them to think in terms of what it is they can do to help you achieve your goals? Or do you want someone that's going to put their way of thinking on you and make you follow their goals? It's a combination of different things that you need to think about when you do different things. So it's important to understand what different behavior patterns are and understand where people are when they, as leaders. And if you want to become a good leader, then sometimes you need to take some classes on leadership and learn what it is and gain the skills, especially if you're looking to start your own business, because you have to be able to be a good leader in those situations. And you have to be able to think in terms of what it is that you're going to do that's going to help other people become leaders down the road. Because in an organization like Toastmasters, you learn some leadership skills. You learn to think on your feet. You learn to express your opinions on your feet. And sometimes being a good speaker also shows good leadership skills, because they're able to make the analogies that they need to think about, and they don't always have to think about it. You want someone who's not going to always question things, but who's going to always be able to think on their feet. And how are you going to do those things to help that individual and become a good leader if you are a leader? Because even in a nonprofit, the CEO or the executive director may only be there a year or two, and by grooming someone else, then what happens is you're able to bring someone else in to take over that role and either to slowly change things to make it better, or what you end up doing is putting it in a position of helping them to make the transition smoother. Because if you bring in someone who is not familiar with your organization and turns around and wants to make changes, then what you're going to do is create conflict. And when you create conflict, then there's going to be problems in what's going to happen and how they're going to get where they want to go and how are they going to reach the things that they need to do to make those things happen down the road. And it's important to understand how you're going to grow your business down the road and how you're going to make things happen in such a way that there's going to be an easy transition. That's a very important part of where you are and where you want to be in the next few years as a leader. There's many things that you can think of when you want to develop good leadership roles. And what I would like to do also is remind you that if you come back next week, we will be discussing employment during a struggling economy and things that you can do as alternatives for employment, because those are things that people don't always think about. And we want to help you understand what it is that you need to do to help include what it is that you need to do to help someone understand where they're coming from down the road and become a good leader, or help improve other people and help them become good leaders. It's a very important part of who you are and where you want to be.